Hi, and welcome to the award-winning gutter on deadline day, no less. Some might say it's the most important gutter of the season. I don't think so.
Going out on a high.
Yeah, it would be if we were going to buy someone, Phil Blundell, but we're not going to buy someone. We haven't. When did we last buy someone on deadline day itself? Did we nearly buy Carvalho a couple of years ago on deadline?
Oh, yeah, that was the idea. We were doing a live at like 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had Jack Collins from Fulham on and everything.
Did you John happen. Gibbons? This is John Gibbons' voice you'll hear, and soon you'll hear the tones of Neil Atkinson. Deadline day, so the most excited we can get as directly as Liverpool fans is going to be about loans. We'll talk about them in a minute, but we are going to talk about the other clubs who might be doing business, those bums. Man City, we might have some lols about them. But should we start with... I want to start with looking at Liverpool's window in the round... What it tells us, the fact that we've done fuck all, and what it portends to the future, Neil. We came into this window not thinking Liverpool were going to do any business, and I don't think most, quite frankly, sensible people thought that would represent a cause for FSG outing. I think we were all looking beyond this window, the ramifications of what would or wouldn't transpire with these contracts. Now, we have to start with the contracts, really. I think at various junctures this season, we've thought, well, one or two of them will be done by this marker point. The end of the window is another of those marker points by which we can say, well, I thought one or two of those would be done by this point. I think it's sort of telling that there hasn't been, apart from for the first week of the window, any escalation in talk about pre-contracts with other clubs if we're looking for positives.
Yeah, I think the silence is just all a little odd, I'd say. Normally you hear a lot about certain things happening. Have we got breaking news here?
No.
Okay.
I was telling him the last play we signed on deadline day. Ah. And it's confusing that much. He's like, who the fuck is that?
Well, I was thinking it's the Tottenham lad. He's no. Ben Davis.
Oh, right, okay. That's all right. On this piece of paper. At this sort of time, you've got to be on top of people writing things down on bits of paper, you know, because it could be momentous. But
Trent signed for Real.
Less momentous. So I think that the silence has just been a little bit odd from everyone involved. You know, there's not even been the idea of anyone's camp whispering to any degree. There was a little bit of it at the very start of the window, like you say, but as soon as you get to the other side of the 10th of January, all of that just seems to have faded. And you can try and do some criminology on it and read the runes and all of that, but I feel as though that could just be a little bit of a mug's game at this stage. I think that you would possibly have heard... You know, for instance, there's a reason why Team X isn't looking to strengthen this position at the moment, and the reason why is because Team X are confident that in the summer they're going to be picking up Virgil van Dijk on a free transfer. Well, there's been none of that.